Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Monday morning, hope you had a good weekend. It comes to something, doesn't it, when one of the highlights of your weekend was getting your oven spick and span. It's been annoying me for weeks. The oven door was caked. A bit of oven pride on there, sorted. The racks in your oven where they get all caked up with grime and everything, stick it in one of them special bags, put the whatever that stuff is you put on them. Tell you what, it must corrode. You don't want to get that on your hands, do you? But they've come up, they're shining, they're glittering this morning. It's so sad, isn't it? When you get to a point in your life, that's the most exciting thing. Well, it wasn't the most exciting thing, but it was up there. It's kind of when these jobs just weigh you down, you think, I'm going to get that done. And you keep putting it off and putting it off, and finally it's done. Oh, I feel so much better now. Lovely clean oven. Have you ever posted on TripAdvisor? If you've been somewhere, have you ever put a review on there? I like going on to read reviews, particularly restaurants and things like that. But I've never posted myself. So I don't know how trusting you should be of what gets written on there. But one of the newspapers this morning has collected together probably the harshest reviews some of the world's most famous tourist attractions will ever receive. So see if you can work out what... I've picked out three or four here. See if you can work out what these particular tourist attractions are. We'll start with this one from... who's this? Martin. Too big, too ugly and too many people prefer Blackpool Tower. Nice river, though. That's the Eiffel Tower. One of the world's most iconic landmarks. Let's go for this one. This is from Schweitzer Aussie. It's red and windy and cold, and I think they should rename it the Big Rusty Cold Bridge in the city that has many homeless people that all ask me for quarters. I don't think the publicity is in San Francisco likely to do that, I'll be honest. That's the Golden Gate Bridge, in case you were wondering. Where should we go next? I'll leave that one to last because that's my favourite. This one's good. A bunch of old rocks sitting in the middle of a deserted area of England. Here's my advice. Get a video taken from your library. Watch it for free while you sip a cup of Earl Grey tea. That's Stonehenge. Never been myself. To be honest, it doesn't appeal to me, Stonehenge. I can't see the point in looking at a bunch of rocks. This is good. Who cares? It's old and decrepit and hard to get to. Take a picture from a distance because it's not impressive when you get to the top. That's the Hollywood sign. I'd imagine if you are close up to that, it's fairly rubbish. You're better from a distance, aren't you? Two more, then. Let's do these two. It's pretty awful. 1960s-style concrete building. It's really nothing special at all. Says this reviewer on TripAdvisor. Save yourself the effort and view it from the bridge or harbour. Further away you are, the less awful it looks. That sounds like me. Sydney Opera House, that is. Yeah, the iconic Sydney Opera House. But this is my favourite. This is a review that was posted by David H. on TripAdvisor of one of the world's great iconic locations. You ready? I've been to a number of so-called landmarks in my time, but what was this? Just an overblown sandy ditch. Really, don't get the fascination. Took 2 hours to get there. Should have stayed in my hotel and watched a DVD instead. What's he talking about? an overblown sandy ditch. That's the Grand Canyon, everybody. I don't think he was impressed, do you? Morning to everybody. Goes to District CE Primary School in Newton Le Willows this morning. They won an Educate Award over the weekend for the literary work that they do with the kids down there. So well done to everybody at District CE Primary School. Congratulations on that achievement. It's great when local schools do well, isn't it, in competitions like that. So congratulations to you. Right, let's go to play a little lyrics with Ian this morning. Morning, Ian.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Ian. On the cabs in Ashton, is that right this morning?
That's right.
OK, and busy over the weekend?
It
works
off. A bit cold and wet.
Yes, a little bit chilly, wasn't it? You look at Christmas period, I guess it's a double-edged sword for taxi drivers, because you must love it because it's so busy, but then you must dread it with people coming out of Christmas parties and stuff.
Yeah, that's
you?
Right. Christmas parties
just can
be a pain.
OK. Well, watch out for Ian on the cabs in action over the Christmas period. Look after him, OK? I was just asking you then, have you ever had anyone famous in the back of your cabs, and what did you tell me?
Jennifer Aniston from Brookside.
I thought you said Jennifer Aniston at first. No. Like, Jennifer Aniston in Ashton, that's amazing. But Jennifer Aniston's all right, so good work on that one as well. Apart from that Dance Mums programme she does. Oh, my God. The girls in my house watch that whenever it's on. Does my head in. Right, Ian, let's see if we win you some footy tickets. This is Wigan against Burton tomorrow night at the DW Stadium. We've got the kids on from Billings Chapel End Primary School this week, and here is our lyric.
Hi, my name is Sophie, and this is my lyric. Baby, my heart is full of love and desire for you, so come on down and do what you've got to do.
OK, what's the song? Who sings it, Ian?
Tommy Nuts.
And can you remember what the song was called?
Leave me this way.
Don't leave me this way. Correct. Well done. So well done, Ian. You got yourself a couple of tickets. Go and watch Burton Albion at Wigan Athletic tomorrow night. Should be a good game. Two teams doing really well in League One.
Yeah.
So well done there. Enjoy. Anyone you want to say hi to? I forgot to ask you whether or not you wanted to say hello to anyone.
No, because I don't think there'll be anybody
in Alice. Get them listening, and then they'll be listening next time you come, and you can say hello to them. Morning to everyone who was involved in little Amelia Morris's big parade on Saturday. The 50 or so Beatles that made their way up the M6, all illuminated, looking lovely, heading to a house with all the Christmas lights on. And also, well done to everyone for getting Santa's sleigh there on time as well. We've seen the pictures of Santa's sleigh that broke down. What, was Rudolph having a night off or something? What was going on there? But who cares? It was all in a great course, and Amelia no doubt loved it as well. And here's a story this morning from the... You couldn't make that up, folder. OK. Dozens of wind turbines were apparently switched off last week due to safety concerns after gusts of up to 85 miles an hour swept across the country as part of Storm Barney. Yes? Yeah, you heard me correctly. It was too windy for the wind turbines. Brilliant. Only in this country could that happen, huh? Next, you'll be telling me they've tried to improve Maris Bridge Junction by taking out a roundabout and putting traffic lights in. They'd never do that, would they? Sorry? Oh.